So as I was praying and reflecting with our scripture readings for today, I had the thought of families. And as I was spending too much time on Facebook, well, that doesn't sound good. Let me rephrase that. As I was doing research for my homily, I came across a video of a mother who was just talking about family life. And she was saying in the video that that family life is complicated. And one of the examples that she gave was she was with the kids all day, and then her husband came home, and it was just too much for her, all the things that the kids were doing. And so when he got there, she said to him, just take the kids and go. I need some time to myself. And so he was like, okay, and he took the kids and he left. And there was this brief moment of relief, and she was at peace. But it was only brief, like less than 20 minutes. She was like, where is my husband and children? I miss them. And that just kind of points to the complexity of family life. That sometimes we get on each other's nerves, but at the same time, when we're separated, we long to be together. That sometimes there's difficulties, challenges in family life, in community life. There's challenges there. And sometimes we want to get out, but then we want to be back in again. It can be complicated. And I think that's one of the things that we sort of see in our spiritual family, the church. If we look at our first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, what we have are some of the leaders saying, oh, you need to become Jews first, and then you Gentiles, you can go ahead and become Christians. And there are other leaders who are saying, well, no, they don't have to. They can become Christians directly. They don't have to become Jews first. And that was causing so much turmoil and confusion that they had their first ecumenical council. So the group of the apostles and the elders, or in more modern day language, the bishops and the priests, they got together. They were talking about it. They were open and honest. They were working through the problem. They were discussing it. They were seeking the truth. They were looking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit so that they could figure out what it is that God really wanted them to do in that situation. And so, after having this open and long discussion that we heard about, they came to a conclusion. No, the Gentiles do not need to become Jews first. They can become Christians directly. And so, they shared that information with the rest of the spiritual family, the rest of the church, by writing the letter and sending out the different people, the different leaders, the apostles and such. So, when we look at our family life at home, we can learn from what we just read in the Acts of the Apostles. We can think about ways that we can have that same kind of openness, that discussion when a problem arises, when there's difficulties and challenges. I was listening to Catholic radio, and I heard about one idea, which I thought was homily worthy. And that idea was something along the lines of protected time. So it's like in that family, they would get together at night, and they could say anything, and that time is protected. And nobody's allowed to get angry or upset about it. Now, it's a very interesting idea, but it also requires a kind of openness, humility, charity, because it can be difficult to hear some of the hard things that might be shared. And in that particular broadcast, the mother heard from her son something along the lines of, well, I wish you were as nice to us here at home as you are to the people at church. It's like, ooh, you know, that kind of sting a little bit, right? So most of the time when somebody criticizes us, we might get a little defensive, a little protective, a little angry about it, and then try to excuse ourselves. But this was protected time, so she wasn't allowed to do that. So then there's the difficulty of, okay, what do you do in a situation like that? You want to be angry, but you're not allowed to. So one of the things that could be done is to simply acknowledge and accept what was said. Thank you for sharing that with me. I'm going to have to reflect on that a little bit before we can talk about this further. That way you can create some distance so that, you know, there isn't that kind of anger or frustration that might come out if you tried to address the comment immediately. But this idea, this protected time, can be very beneficial. How else would the mother know that her behavior wasn't being consistent, that she wasn't being consistent, that her children have this view of her? Like, if there wasn't this protected time, Maybe the child would have been like, I'm afraid of mom if I tell her this, so I'm just not going to say anything. Then the behavior would continue. Maybe the child would get frustrated and upset about it, maybe distance himself even further from his mother, just because, you know, things aren't going so great at home. And mom might be completely oblivious, not even aware of what's going on. But because of protected time, her son felt the freedom to be able to present this to mom, and she had the opportunity to receive that, to listen, to accept, okay, things aren't as good as I thought, you know? There's something to work on. It's an opportunity for growth. And so someone might object, though, like, why can't every family just be that open and honest all the time? Well, that would be, you know, kind of the ideal. But there are times when, you know, because of human weakness, we're too afraid. We have that hesitation. You know, sometimes we do just get angry rather quickly. But if we have this time that's set aside, if we're expecting it, if we're prepared for it, then it's easier for us to be ready for it. Not just like any moment, but in that special protected time. And so when we have those specific times, it actually helps that kind of openness and honesty to be more regular all the time. So similarly with prayer, we have to set aside time for prayer so that we can continue the conversation with God throughout our lives. And when we see these kinds of things, it's important for us to acknowledge it, these opportunities, these different ways that we can work together. Now, Father Rich has a saying that sometimes people can get into silos. They just kind of do their own thing and they're separate from everybody else. Sometimes we can see that in a parish. Sometimes we can see it in family life, where the parents aren't talking to the children aren't talking to the parents. They just kind of go to their rooms and everybody does their separate things. And like, that's not a healthy family life. So we need to develop different ways of cultivating a healthy family life. And so one of the things that came to my mind was when I was in the seminary, I asked a brother seminarian to hang out with me on Sunday night, and he said no, he couldn't, because that's family time. So his family, even while he was in seminary, they would get together every Sunday night. They'd have a nice family dinner, and then they would also just hang out with each other, get to know each other, talk about daily life. Maybe not something so serious that would be under protected time, but just spending time with each other, enjoying each other's company. And I thought, you know, that's a great idea. I mean, okay, I don't get to spend time with you, but, you know, you're doing something important. You're spending time with your family. You're growing in the ability to be in each other's presence and to love and serve one another in a special way. And it would be really nice if more families did that. I think nowadays there's a tendency for families to just kind of be separated like that, having their silos and each doing their own thing. But it's important for the family life, the home community, to get together and to live together and to love one another and to spend time together to foster those good relationships. And so maybe that would be something that would be kind of awkward at first. So it might be something to ease into if your family's not already doing something like that. But it's important and helpful. Now, our spiritual family kind of does something similar. I mean, every Sunday we get together for Mass. We're doing something together, an activity. We're worshiping God together. We're spending time with each other. Oftentimes, there's many of you who talk to each other after Mass or even on the way in, having conversation, seeing how each other are doing. It's a good kind of community, a good kind of spiritual family life. And we are all connected to each other in this spiritual family that is the church, through the sacraments, through Jesus Christ, through the Eucharist, through baptism. We're united together through Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. But just like the home family, we have to make sure that we are spending quality time together, that we are able to talk openly and honestly with each other about difficulties and challenges that we're having so that we can help each other out. We're united together through the sacraments. We're united together through the Eucharist, and through the Eucharist we have the church. And our church, as Father Molini likes to call it, we're Catholic. And Catholic means universal. Universal means we have branches everywhere. So that means even if, you know, okay, it's summer, going to go on vacation, you can still be together with your family, your spiritual family. Now, maybe with your spiritual cousins and not the Ascension Parish, visiting with spiritual family that are elsewhere, wherever it is you're going on vacation, but still have that connection to each other, to one another, through the Eucharist, through this celebration. Now, even here at Ascension, we have additional activities. Yes, we have Mass on Sunday, but there are groups and organizations, Bible studies, discussions, all sorts of ways to be together, to grow together as a spiritual family. And so it's important for us to spend that time together as a family. And so I encourage everyone to consider looking at the bulletin or the website to see what those groups and organizations and opportunities are so that you can go closer to the family, to our spiritual family. But we can also put the two together, like the family at home as well as the spiritual family. So as we grow closer to God, we're also growing closer to each other in this spiritual family. So at home, everyone's family can spend time together in prayer. Now, this is something that may be scary. It may be something that's not done very often. Some families, maybe you already do this on a regular basis. But to come together for daily prayer. Yes, prayer would be Our Father, Hail Mary, Rosary. Those are good prayers. But also, and perhaps as far as trying to grow closer together, in a different way, to pray where you're being vulnerable in front of each other as you're talking to God. Oftentimes we try to limit our faith life, our spiritual lives, just me and Jesus. No, it's good for us to be together with Jesus as a family. And so sharing out loud to God, saying thank you to God for the different blessings in your life, saying thank you to God for each other, but also presenting to God, okay, this is what's coming up this week. I'm a little intimidated by this, or God, can you help me out with this, that, and the other thing? But saying that in front of the rest of the family, doing that helps you to grow together as a family, both spiritual family and the family at home. And so it's important for us to work on our families and our family life, to grow together, to have strong families. So, just like how we heard in our reading today, the spiritual life, the family life, can be difficult. Just as that woman was saying in that video, family life can be complicated. But it can also be full of joy. There's great rewards when living together in unity, when having that kind of openness. Yes, it can sting a little bit, but there's the opportunity for growth and greater union, which can be a very joyful experience. And we can help facilitate this openness, not only with protected time, but also just spending quality time together, having like a family meal together. Maybe once a week, maybe more often than once a week. And maybe you've heard of this phrase before, but there's a lot of truth to it. A family that prays together stays together. And so it's important to foster that mentality, to spend time together, growing closer to God. So I'd like you to take a moment right now to just think about many of the different things that I've said and something that you can take away, something that you can take home to your family, something that you can think about, something that you can work on as a family. You know, maybe one of the things could be just talking about what you heard at Mass and how you heard this fantastic and awesome homily that was given. The homily given by Father Molini. So we should work on our families and strengthen our families and spend quality time together. So think of that. What is that one thing that you can work on as a family, you can work on together? And think of that as we prepare ourselves to grow as a spiritual family as we come together for the most Holy Eucharist.